Can you share some of your reflections on Dr. King?
Well, I was young. I was actually 10 years old. But I will never forget, I was happened to be downstairs with my mother, and we had a ping pong table. And so I was playing her in ping pong. And my eldest brother, David, ran to the top of the stairs and yelled. He said, "Mama, they just killed Dr. King." And she ran upstairs. So I followed her. And it was such a time of disbelief, just more despair. As a young boy, I remember the concern. I remember my great-grandmother saying, "Oh, they said that as soon as they lay him in the ground, they're going to burn Memphis down." And just all of the things that came with the shock, the awe, and the disappointment of losing someone that had done so much. Then to grow up and to actually befriend his children was quite an honor.
I thought it was of interest, too. I read recently that Dr. King had a couple of spoken word albums on the Motown label there in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just wondered about his influence on the city.
His first "I Have a Dream" speech was right here in Detroit at Cobo Hall.
"I have a dream this afternoon that one day right here in Detroit, Negroes will be able to buy a house or rent a house anywhere that their money will carry them, and they will be able to get a job. I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day."
Yeah, they had a march, and what is so under-publicized is the fact that there were quite a few churches that didn't want to do anything with him because they felt he was a troublemaker. He was rocking the boat. He was messing with the status quo. So he really had trouble trying to get footing here in the city of Detroit. And then another familiar name, Reverend C.L. Franklin,
mm-hmm.
took on the mantle.
Aretha Franklin's father.
Aretha mm-hmm. Franklin. And they had a march. And in that march was the late Walter Reuther and several others. And then they ended at Cobo Hall where he first gave the "I Have a Dream" speech.
Interesting that he gave that speech early on, but of course so many know about him when he gave it on the National Mall, obviously.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you as well about the Wichita event in terms of the theme being unity this year and the importance of that in light of the government shutdown and the debate about a wall being built on the southern border. What are your thoughts about unifying people in this time?
I think unity is important if anything is going to be accomplished. There has to be unity. The divisiveness of today's politician and just the overall feel is that if you don't agree with me, then you must be my enemy. And that is not healthy in any environment. We have to have the ability to disagree. We have to have the ability to have other opinions without vilifying the individuals that don't think like us. But no matter what it is, we have to learn how to have debate, have different opinions, and yet maintain honor and respect for the individual.
And Pastor Winans, I cannot let this phone call in without saying something about your music. And, you know, as it relates to Dr. King and all, I have to ask you about the song "Peace and Love," and because that really resonates with people. Can you share about that song?
That song was written by Tommy Sims. And when he called me, he was doing a solo project, and he asked me if I would sing on it. And he played the song, and there was a motive behind it because I was getting ready to do a solo project. I was going to do it alone, but not alone. And I wanted him to produce it. So it was like, okay, I'll come sing that song. When I heard that song is just so bad. It's just mm-hmm. such a great song. So peace and love sort of does explain what the world needs and the intent of the gospel. Speaking of that, the Winans, we were booked to go to South Africa and play at Sun City during the time of apartheid. And we were on our way. We didn't know anything about what was going on over in that part of the world. And so we decided, when we discovered what was going on, then I wrote the song along with my brother, Let My People Go. Mm. And that song became an anthem in Africa, that they would play that song. It was actually censured by the apartheid government, but it made it to Soweto and the different villages. He said it back then, and now he's saying it again. Let my people go. That sort of is our contribution in one way to the injustices that we see in governments that oppress their people.
And Pastor Winans, what do you want people to take away from your Martin Luther King Jr. message?
Unity. There's nothing we cannot accomplish together.
Marvin Winans is the pastor of Perfecting Church in Detroit and an internationally known gospel artist. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Let my people go. I never gave you the right to take another life. Let my people go.